Good afternoon. We'll have plenty of sunshine for a while longer as high pressure remains in control from southern Canada. It'll also be brisk and a bit chilly, but for this time of year, near seasonal averages as temperatures continue to climb a bit more and into the upper 40s and in some cases right around the 50-degree mark. A disturbance will approach from the west, and clouds will gradually increase as the afternoon goes on. With that disturbance passing into the region tonight, we'll have cloudy skies with a good chance of rain showers, with some mixed precipitation possible in the Adirondacks, Green Mountains, and closer to the Canadian border in the Champlain Valley. Lows will mainly be in the 30s to around 40, but some spots could get closer to freezing, especially to the north. Tomorrow, we'll continue with cloud cover as a front will stall out over top of us. There's even the risk of a few rain showers with highs around 50. Tomorrow night, lows will dip back into the 30s as a northerly breeze develops. A storm system will evolve out of the middle of the country and head toward the Great Lakes, and clouds and precipitation is likely Wednesday night and early Thursday morning. Some of that precipitation could be in the form of freezing rain, sleet, or even some wet snow, especially in northernmost New York and New England, where the coldest air is trapped in place. Meanwhile, a front will slowly edge our way from the south, and behind this front, temperatures will surge into the 50s and 60s, so a large contrast from north to south temperature-wise on Thursday, with northern parts of the region staying in the 30s and 40s, while southern sections will be in the 50s and 60s on Thursday afternoon. Eventually, the milder air will win out with a batch of rain coming through Thursday night and Friday morning, then increasing sunshine Friday afternoon as the whole system passes by. Highs on Friday will be in the mid-50s, and right now the weekend looks dry with plenty of sun and highs again in the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, coastal areas of the Pacific Northwest will continue to see rain over the next couple of days. Widespread snow is forecast to develop across much of the central and northern Rockies today as Pacific moisture streams over a nearly stationary boundary on the lee side. Snow will likely persist through Wednesday. The higher elevations of the Cascades and the northern and central Rockies could pick up as much as 1 to 1.5 feet of snow by Friday morning. This system will begin to move into the Great Plains and eventually the Midwest through the middle of the week as the low quickly develops and deepens. Cold air will spill into much of the northern tier of the U.S. As well as the central plains and Midwest, snow will begin to fly. Winter storm watches have been issued from the high plains of northeastern Colorado into the Great Lakes for as much as 6 to 10 inches of snow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Imperial, California, to a low of 4 at Herman, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy skies with rain likely and highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low, 28. The record high 81 set in 2012, and the record low 2 in 1875. Sunrise this morning at 6:54 a.m., sunset this evening 7:10 p.m., 12 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with rain and snow showers tonight in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine, followed by increasing clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with a few rain showers tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine, followed by increasing clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine, followed by increasing clouds, breezy today with highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with a few rain showers tonight with lows right around 40. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds, breezy today with highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with a few rain showers tonight with lows near 40 degrees. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, a few rain showers near 50. A chance of showers Thursday, otherwise partly sunny. Temperatures eventually climbing through the 50s. Morning rain Friday, then increasing sun mid-50s. Mostly sunny lower 50s Saturday. Increasing clouds upper 50s Sunday. And a chance of rain Monday with highs in the mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.